Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. More information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is pianist, vocalist, and composer John Regan. An apprentice of the world-renowned pianist Kenny Barron, he's performed at venues worldwide, including a month-long stint at the Blue Note in Japan, and toured with Kyle Eastwood's band and Little Jimmy Scott. After developing his craft as a sideman, he released his first solo EP in 2004, which saw his career as a solo artist take off. He's released a number of albums, toured steadily, and the Philadelphia Inquirer called him, quote, a supremely accomplished pop artist, end quote. John Regan, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a thrill.
It's great to have you on the show because your career is intriguing. I love your music, and I find it fascinating that suddenly, at least from the exterior, suddenly you started writing songs when you were already well accomplished and sort of settled in a career path. Is it surprising to you that you now have a career doing something very different musically from where you started?
You know, I mean, it is surprising, but when I was at the end of my tenure accompanying Jimmy Scott, I just had a revelation. I thought all the standards and beautiful songs I was playing with him were incredible, but there seemed to be a piece of the story that was missing. And I thought to myself, standards only became standards because somebody had the gumption to write them. And what would my story be if I wanted to write songs with words? I had never really sung before. I had occasionally sung a song at the end of a show. I had been very influenced by the pianist singer Shirley Horn. Mm. And I remember when I was in music school, her album Close Enough for Love came out, and she had the end of a beautiful friendship on it. And I would close some gigs singing that. And people would say, wow, you know, you have a really interesting voice. But I never really did anything with it until I had this idea to start writing songs. And I thought, well, if I'm going to write songs, I'm going to write my story. Who better to sing it than myself? So I think the first couple gigs were a little bit rocky, but I persevered. And it became something that felt as natural as playing the piano to me. And now I feel like the career that I have is really where I should be.
So the other things were sort of a prelude or a preparation for what you're doing now?
Yeah, I mean, I think music, like styles of music you like or different instrumentalists, I mean, music encompasses so many things. I love playing jazz. I love playing pop. I love singing. I love accompanying singers. I feel what I'm doing now is what I should be doing, and it feels natural to me. And who knows what I'll be doing in the future.
Yes. I'd like to get right to the music and play the title track of your most recent CD, Stop Time. And after we listen to you sing it, I want to know about its genesis.
Great. I was young one time, but that went away. I had lots of girls, they went astray. All my hair was black, now it's turning to gray. So I'm sitting here singing my song. I had tons of cash, but I spent that too. Lost my country house in the real estate boom. I had a wedding ring, fell in love too soon. How the hell did I go so wrong? Need a time machine for a rainy day. Need to slow it down and apply the brakes. Everything needs just fine. Gonna stop time now, gonna stop time now. Wherever I'm gonna stop, think I found out how. Gonna stop time. Stop time now. Gonna stop time now, wherever I'm gonna stop time. If the world would stop, we'd all be just fine. Gonna stop, stop time. Stop time now. When I was a boy,
submarine. Getting old's a bitch, I don't believe you should. Stand in line like all these fools. I will not lay down, I won't turn to dust. I'm gonna crack this code like a scientist. I'm aging backwards now, it's my youth a bust. I never played by all the rules. Need a time machine for a rainy day. Slow it down and control the pace, and everything will fall in line. I'm gonna stop time now, I'm gonna stop time now. Never mind, I stop, think I found out how. I'm gonna stop time now. I'm gonna stop time now, never mind, I stop time. If the world would stop, we'd all be just fine. I'm gonna stop, stop time. Ho, 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 stop time now. Stop time now, I'm gonna stop time now. Never mind, I stop, think I found out how. I'm gonna stop time. Stop time now. Gonna stop time now, never mind, I stop time. If the world would stop, it'll be just fine. Gonna stop, stop time, stop time now. Gonna stop, stop time, stop time now. Gonna stop, stop time. Ho, 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 stop time now.
Stop Time by our guest, John Regan. I really love that song. I love the feel of it. It's got such a great, infectious, catchy kind of hook.
Thank you.
Where did that come from?
You know, that song has an amazing story. I was performing at the London Jazz Festival, and a friend of mine invited me to a party for Thanksgiving. As an American missing Thanksgiving in New York, I was excited to go. When I got there, the food had been completely finished, but there was a large amount of sparkling wine. And also there was Jeremy Irons, the great actor who I'm a huge fan of, who was in the garden. And after having a large amount of sparkling wine, I ran into Jeremy Irons in the garden. We started talking. And out of a sheer fan moment, I said, you know, I would love to take a photo with you because I'm a huge fan and my father is an even bigger fan of yours. And he said, I'll let you take a picture with me if you play the piano for me, because somebody had told him that I'm a piano player. So we went over to the piano, and as I'm sure you can probably relate to, when somebody says to you, we have a great-looking piano, usually it means that half of it doesn't work. And many keys were not functioning, but sort of we fell into this sort of New Orleans bluesy kind of vamp. And out of nowhere, Jeremy Irons found a cello that was hanging on the wall, grabbed it, and started playing it like it was an upright bass. So we had this impromptu jam session, and what came out was this very infectious kind of New Orleans stop time march kind of feel. And when I got back to New York, I had this idea. I had written some lyrics about a guy who looks in the mirror one day and realizes that he's not as young as he used to be, and his life is going by, and he's made some bad real estate investments. He's had some failed relationships, but he has a plan that he's going to stop time. And there's the title track from my new album.
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.